The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Hoffman, Kukesh, Gary Stevens are excused.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Pastor Tom Friga of the Onk Bay Bible Church.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your name that you are a God that gives us wisdom to those that ask. Today, Father, I feel burdened to pray for the Senate here that they would seek wisdom. So many lives, so many people involved in the decisions that they will make, they need to hear from you. Guide them in their honor and in their humility. May they bow their knees and hearts and seek your true wisdom from above. We know that you are a God that honors humility, and we claim that promise today. Thank you for these men and women who give their lives and then their time to serve others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Senator French, please lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 46th through 49th legislative days and for House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 4.
Unanimous.
Thank you. Without objection, the journals will be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. It brings us to introduction of guests. Do we have guests for introduction today? Senator Elton?
Thank you, Mr. President. In Senator Ziegler's gallery behind me is a special friend, Ernie Muller. He's with the Juvenile Justice Group. Ernie, you may have run across in his previous life as DEC Commissioner or perhaps as Public Works Director for the City and Borough of Juneau. But he is most admired by many of his friends and many of us here in the community for his continued advocacy of healthy youth programs. If the gallery or body could help you, welcome Ernie.
Thank you. Do we have further guests for introduction? Senator Terrio. Oh, pardon me.
Thank you, Mr. President. I noticed that we have Barb Tindall in the Ziegler's Gallery. She has been with the Juvenile Justice Commission for a number of years now and has been very active in dealing with juvenile issues in the Fairbanks area and as part of this commission. So if you would help me to welcome her to the gallery today.
Thank you. Under guest, Senator Green.
Yeah. Also on the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee is a man from the Mat-Su area who's been very involved in education in our district for about 15 years and is currently the assistant principal at Wasilla High. If you could help me welcome Mark Okeson.
Thank you. Under guest, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to go ahead and introduce one of the police officers from Public Safety, Mr. Joe Pruitt, who's down here with the Alaska Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee. Mr. Joe Pruitt sitting over there in the Ziegler Gallery. Let's welcome him, please.
Thank you. Senator Huggins, under guest for introductions.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure today that often we have youth that stand up and make a difference in their community, and we have an example of that today. Candace Lewis, who hails from the prospective new capital site, Wasilla, Alaska. Candace, if you would please stand up. She's a youth member of the justice process. Candace is also a senior, an honor student, will be going to Texas to school after she completes, gets her high school diploma. Candace, thank you very much for being here.
Under guest, Senator French.
Behind me in the Ziegler Gallery as well, with the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee, is one of my constituents, Ms. Sue Lovkin. If she could, there she is, I'm sorry. Please help me welcome her in the Senate.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. I have a couple of folks to introduce in the Ziegler Gallery as well, here working on juvenile justice issues. First is an attorney from Anchorage with the firm of Tindall, Bennett, and Shoup, a fellow who's a former legislative staffer known to many of you, Mr. Jonathan Lack.
Next is a fellow. We have very high regard for this gentleman with his work in juvenile justice as a children's master, helping out a lot of children in state custody over the years. putting young people on the right path. Please help welcome Master William Hitchcock.
Thank you. Honor guest introduction, Senator Wagoner.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Behind me in the Ziegler Gallery, I have Carol Brinkle, a longtime friend of mine, and she is also here with the Alaska Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee from Kenai.
Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, in the Ziegler Gallery, a friend and a constituent, and also a member of the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee. In fact, if she isn't the chair, she's the past chair. If the Senate would please welcome Ms. Vicki Blankenship. Vicki.
Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm batting cleanup on the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee roster. And if we were in a Rotary Club, we probably would find the Senator from Sitka. I'd like to, first of all, introduce the rest of the group that's here. We have Jeff Budd, who's the focus group's chair. And Jeff is from Sitka. Jeff, right back here. And then we have Seth Church, who's a youth member and the legislative chair from Fairbanks and a constituent of mine. Seth? Some of you may remember when Seth was a page for this body. Have Bart Collins. Bart? Bart is from Fairbanks and is on the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee. Let's give Bart a welcome. And I think everybody else has been claimed. Did we miss anybody? I didn't want to poach, but in addition, also in the Ziegler's Gallery, we have another familiar face, someone who worked down here as a staff person for the Senator from North Pole, Dennis Michelle. Dennis, of course, is the brother to my staff member, Joe Michelle, and a longtime family friend. I've known, we call him Dennis now, but really at home we call him Denny. And so please welcome Dennis back.
Senator Guest, welcome back. Best for last. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. President. Before I make a very special introduction, I do want to take a moment and thank everyone for their support on the floor, especially the chairs and the staff of Natural Resources, Judiciary, and LBNA, which really allowed me to do my job from home the last few weeks. Behind me, I have two very special introductions. Please welcome back to the gallery my husband, Jeff, and our daughter, who is 26 days old today, Carolyn.
Thank you. Any further guests for introduction to try to beat that guest for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Messages from the House.
Message dated February 24th, stating the House passed and returned Senate Bill number 62, Appropriation Division of Elections. It has been referred for enrolling. Message dated February 25th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution number 2 by Representatives Samuels, Olson, McGuire, Guerra, Crawford, Gardner, Hawker, Stoltz, Ledoux, Croft, Harris, Anderson, Chenault, Coghill, Elkins, Foster, Grunberg, Holm, Kelly, Kurtula, Meyer, Ramrus, Rookberg, Salmon, Seaton, Thomas, Wyrock, Wilson, urging Governor Murkowski to take quick action to conduct, approve, or sanction a study of in-state natural gas needs and takeoff points for interstate use of natural gas transported in a North Slope natural gas pipeline.
That resolution be referred to the Resources and Finance Committees.
Message dated February 24th. Stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration, House Bill number 102, amended by Representative Stoltz, an act relating to the licensure of foreign medical graduates and to applications for a license to practice medicine and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee and Finance Committee.
CS for House Bill number 115, Transportation, by the House Transportation Committee, an act relating to charges paid or collected by users or occupants of an airport facility owned or controlled by the state and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to the Transportation and Finance Committee.
Concur message dated February 24th, stating the House passed CS for Senate Bill number 56, Judiciary, with the following amendments. House CS for Senate Bill number 56, Finance, amended House. an act relating to criminal law and procedure, criminal sentences and probation and parole, and providing for an effective date, and it is returned for consideration.
Senator Green.
Amendments to CS for Senate Bill 56 Judiciary, and I recommend the Senate vote no.
Senator Ellis.
Could we have an at ease, please?
Senator Stan at ease.
Thank you.
Order, please. The question before the body is, shall the Senate concur to the House amendment to the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 56 under debate? Senator Terrio.
Thank you. As the prime sponsor of the original bill, I just wanted to make a brief statement. One of the items that was added to the bill on the other side was a mitigator that I think is somewhat problematic. It appears in the bill on the House version of the bill on page 17, lines 6 through 10, and I'd just like to read it here. It says, except in the case of an offense defined under AS 1141 or AS 1146-400, the defendant committed an offense while suffering from a mental disorder or disability, including fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, that was insufficient to constitute a complete defense, but that significantly affected the defendant's conduct. It's problematic, I think, because the term fetal alcohol spectrum is undefined. And my staff pulled together some information today that talks about exactly what is a fetal alcohol spectrum. And I think we're all pretty much knowledgeable about FAS, FAE, that's fetal alcohol syndrome, and fetal alcohol affected. But this is a new term, it's fetal alcohol spectrum. It says here, these injuries range from slight, perhaps mild learning disabilities to profound, severe mental retardation, and even fetal death. And furthermore, it says here, the term FASD is not intended for use as a clinical diagnosis. So now in our criminal laws, then, if we're to have something that is such a wide open spectrum, it can be anything from a slight learning disability to full-blown FAS, FAE, be used to as a mitigator, but it's not something that can be clearly diagnosed, I think that's somewhat problematic. That really is the only problem that I have with the changes that were made by the House side. And so it's an item that I believe that a conference committee can deal with quickly. I have let the House know that's really the only issue that appears to be a little bit of a hang-up with the bill. And I anticipate that if we do vote today go to conference committee, the House will appoint their members, and we can hopefully deal with the issue fairly quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further debate? Senator Ellis?
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make a quick comment about the process. We requested just a day to consider the changes made by the other body before we were presented with this concurrence motion. Doesn't seem like an unreasonable request. I understand the sponsor is up on all the issues and has had his staff do some work. All that's appreciated. But we are asked as a committee of the whole to consider this question, and the request for one day to think about the issue didn't seem unreasonable to us. I would make the request that in the future, and those kinds of courtesies allow us to get along better, I think, make better decisions in the long run and not rush things. There are lots of examples of things that have been rushed. I won't make specific reference to anyone. That would be inappropriate at this time. Other decisions have been made by the legislature in haste that have come back to bite us in the end, or come back to be things that we've regretted. So just in a general statement of taking just a little bit of time in this deliberative process is not a bad thing. So I hope this all goes smoothly, and we'll put this issue to rest. But please consider the request to have enough time as a body, a committee of the whole, to consider these questions and make good decisions the first time around.
Is there further debate? Seeing none, the question being, shall the Senate concur to the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 56? Members may proceed to vote. Has every member voted? Secretary, lock the roll. Secretary, record the... Does any member wish to change their vote? Seeing none, Secretary, lock the roll. Oh, pardon me, Senator Bundy.
From yea,
Well, can you open the vote to allow Senator Bunny to change his vote? Well, we've got to re-roll. Let's scrap that. Members, please vote on the question. Shall the Senate concur to the House amendments to Senate Bill 56? Members, please proceed to vote. Has every member voted? Secretary, lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, tally the vote.
6 yeas, 11 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur to the House amendments. And will the Secretary notify the House and request the House to recede from its amendment? If the House fails to recede, I'm appointing a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the bill. Senator Terry will be chairman. Members will be Senator Seekins and Senator French. Thank you.
Those are all the messages from the House.
Thank you. Brings us to communications.
The following report has been received. Annual financial report, fiscal year ended June 30th, 2004, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, in accordance with AS 1965070. I have no further communications.
Brings us to reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 70, Crimes Involving Controlled Substances, and recommends a HESS committee substitute, new indeterminate fiscal note, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Dyson chair, signing no recommendation, Senators Green, Elton. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee.
Thank you. Senate Bill 70 has picked up an indeterminate fiscal note, so there'll be a finance referral added to that bill. Thank you.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 83, Termination Parental Rights, CINA Delinquency Cases, and recommends a Judiciary Committee substitute, previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Seekins chair, signing no recommendation, Senators French, Terry O'Huggins. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 95, Collection of DNA, Use of Force, new zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Terrio chair, Senator Davis. Signing no recommendation, Senators Elton Huggins. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 104, Permanent Fund Dividend Fraud, and recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute, new zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Terrio chair, Senators Elton Huggins Davis. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Thank you. That brings us to introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 10 by Senator Dyson, supporting the Federal Marriage Amendment.
That resolution will be referred to Judiciary Committee.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Thank you. Brings us to introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 117 by Senators French, Kukesh, and accolating to the admissibility into evidence of the prior recorded statement of a crime victim less than 16 years of age, and adding Rule 413, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and amending Rules 402 and 403, Alaska Rules of Evidence.
Thank you. That bill will be referred to the Judiciary and Finance Committees.
Senate Bill number 118 by Senators French, Kukesh, an act relating to online enticement of minors.
Referred to Judiciary and Finance Committees.
Number 119 by Senators French, Kukesh, an act relating to dissemination of indecent material to minors.
Refer to Judiciary and Finance Committees.
Senate Bill number 120 by Senator Olson, an act exempting the state and its political subdivisions from daylight savings time.
Thank you. That bill will be referred to the Community Regional Affairs and Labor and Commerce Committee.
Senate Bill number 121 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing the State of Alaska Capital Corporation, authorizing the issuance of bonds by the State of Alaska Capital Corporation to finance capital improvements in the state and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to the State Affairs Committee and Finance Committee.
Senate Bill number 122 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing the Alaska Capital Income Account within the Alaska Permanent Fund, relating to deposits into the account, relating to certain transfers regarding the Amerada Hex settlement to offset the effects of inflation on the Alaska Permanent Fund, and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to State Affairs Committee and the Finance Committee.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. We stand at ease for a moment. Order, that brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
CS for Senate Bill Number 36, Judiciary, an act relating to absentee ballots.
Thank you. The bill is before us in third reading. Do we have debate? Senator Terrio?
Introduced this bill after it became apparent in the last election that our absentee ballot statutes were a little bit loose. Certainly came to light in the last election that individual groups could send out absentee ballot requests, have the ballot sent back to them, and then it would be forwarded on to the divisional elections for processing. That's problematic on a couple of fronts. Number one, we know that with the more increased usage of the absentee ballot method for people to participate in the election process, the load for the Division of Elections to process, the load of applications for them to process has grown tremendously, so there's a timing issue. You certainly don't want somebody to miss out on an opportunity to participate in the election through the use of an absentee ballot just by the fact that this intermediate step might eat up a day or two of additional time. The other thing that is problematic is that some of the information that is requested on the absentee voter form is somewhat sensitive to as far as personal information. It is, by and large, information that can be gleaned from other sources, but it's all compiled in one spot here. And the way some of the request forms were going out, people would put that personal information onto a card, put it in the mail. It was open to be viewed by anybody that came in contact with the mail. Then, in addition, if there was an intermediate gathering those applications, it was open to be viewed by them, which is problematic. We certainly know in this day when people are growing to be more and more sensitive to the use of their personal information that can identify them, that the citizens are becoming more wary of that, and we certainly don't want people to feel like to avail themselves of a method to participate in our election process, they have to subject themselves to viewing that this information is out there where people can view it. So the way the bill has been drafted, it would basically require any group that is sending out an absentee ballot request form to get it approved by the Division of Elections first. So the division can require that it be in a format that only the required information is requested. It could be in a format that has a foldover that covers the information before it's dropped into the mail process. They can also ask that it be on a certain type of paper so that the individuals in the Division of Election who are doing the data entry, that it's not on glossy paper so that there's not glare on it, so that it will help them to process the information. The division can also deal with font sizes and things of that nature, again, to make it so that the process can operate as seamlessly as possible to ensure that people get the ballot that they have requested in the mail on time. So I think this is a reasonable step. It's gone through numerous hearings, a lot of suggestions that have modified the original bill as I've put it in, but I think modified it in a positive way. So I just commend it to the body as a sensible step for us to take. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have further debate on committee substitute for Senate Bill 36? Seeing none. Question before the Senate. Shall the Senate pass committee substitute for Senate Bill 36? Members, please proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the Secretary record the vote? Will the Secretary tally the vote?
17 yeas, 0 nays.
So the Senate has passed the committee substitute for Senate Bill 36. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Citations. Honoring the volunteer corps of the Iditarod dog sled race who have proudly served our country in the military.
At ease, please.
Senator Stanity.
Citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, citations on today's calendar be approved as read. That conclude the daily calendar?
That concludes. That concludes the daily calendar.
Thank you. Brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business today before the Senate? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused on the following two absences. Thursday, March 10th, afternoon, plane time, departure to Sunday, March 13th, evening, plane time. Secondly, Thursday, March 24th, afternoon, plane time, to Tuesday, March 29th, afternoon, plane time.
Thank you. Unfinished business? Thank you. Unfinished business, Senator Davis.
Thank you. Mr. President, I also request that I be excused from the call of the Senate on the 9th, the 7th, 9th, and 11th of March. And I also further ask that I be excused into plane time on that Monday, the 13th. It's all for state business.
Thank you. Senator Davis, is it Monday or the 14th?
The 14th.
Yeah. Thank you. Any further unfinished business? Without objection, the members will be excused on those requested dates. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 36.
Thank you. Reconsideration has been given on committee substitute for Senate Bill 36. Any further unfinished business? Brings us to announcements. We have announcements this morning. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to go ahead and announce on behalf of the senator from Bethel, who's absent today, that that the city of Unalaska will be hosting its annual crab feed legislative session or legislative reception down at the Baron Off on Wednesday at 5:30. That's Wednesday at 5:30 for the Unalaska legislative reception.
Thank you for that announcement. Further announcements. Thank you, Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. It's really a delight to announce that both the Bush Caucus and the Children's Caucus will be hosting a presentation by the Family Wellness Warriors next Monday at noon, and really encourage all of you who can to be there. This group of all Native leadership across the state is the most effective program I know of that's going on, maybe anywhere, but certainly in our state, to help the survivors of childhood sexual abuse. Four or five folks will be there to share both their experience and what's going on, and I'm just delighted that they're operating in our state and that we're going to have a chance to hear from them noon next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you for the announcement. Further announcements? Thank you, Senator Green.
Do we have briefities?
General Stanides. We were under announcements. Do we have further announcements? Seeing none, brings us to special orders. Do we have special orders this morning? Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to report on our 26th of February transportation meeting in the big city of Wasilla.
So without objection, we'll have...
And our never-ending quest to take government to the local people, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we had the Senate Transportation Committee meeting to include the representatives, the full complement of representatives from Mat-Su Valley were present from the other body. I think it's fair to say that people were very receptive to us being there, number one. Number two, we talked about the Kinnick Crossing primarily. People were very supportive of that, even to the extent of a couple of individuals from Skagway who entered into the conversation saying that they had money that was allocated potentially to roads in that neck of the woods that they would like to see put forth to the Kinnick Arm. In other words, they didn't support some of the roads proposed in their area. In addition, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that there were some people that asked the question about where's the capital, where should it be? And we had a conversation on that. But finally, I say to you that we had standing room only. It was a spirited conversation. All were heard, and the body was represented well, and we say thank you very much, and we will continue to march.
Thank you for that report. Do we have further special orders this morning? Seeing none, Senator Green?
I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Wednesday, March 2nd.
Thank you. Senate adjourns at 11 a.m. Wednesday.